just us, and us includes Jennifer Horn, along with Doug Steffen on this Friday edition of the conversation about what's going on in the world. The top topics of the day, Olympics, the Olympic basketball team under fire for what some say was unsportsmanlike conduct, Jennifer, running up the score against the Nigerian team. They won by 83 points. Is that appropriate? 800... Yes. Five? No, it's not. That's lousy. That's really bad. But I agree with him.
Wouldn't the Olympic Committee be the ones to call the game if it got too bad?
No. They just let it.
So you just think you should just stop scoring?
No, I think you put in the second team. You let the second team play, get some experience, and as they are the second team, they're not as experienced. Therefore, they won't score as well as the first team.
Yeah, there's no crying in basketball. Yeah.
No, you say what that I was interrupted by Michael telling me they're all
second
NBA.
Second team is all NBA players as well.
Yeah,
but the second team is still a second team. They aren't as good as the first team by definition. Otherwise,
and what I said was, there's no crying in basketball. Suck it up. Let's go.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Well, I mean, it's sad, but I mean, I think the Olympic Committee, if it seems like people are upset about this, should make a rule and say if you are losing by 80 points, then game is called.
Okay. Very sweet. No.
It's not our fault for being good. That's like what's wrong with America right now.
No, it's not. What's wrong with America is they
good.
No, it isn't. That's not what's wrong with America. By the way, we're on the top of the list. We have 37 medals and the Chinese have 34. All right, so being the unsportsmanlike conduct.
Can you tell I didn't win that award in Little League?
No. Well, but the other side of it is, and this is a discussion that has merit, 800-510-825. As a matter of fact, why don't you post this on our Twitter account and maybe ask the question either Facebook or Twitter whether or not at some point, I don't know how you phrase this, but there is at some point a way to be.
I'm going to say the Nigerian lost by 80 points. Do you feel sorry for them?
No, that's not the way to put it.
Are you like Doug? Do you feel sorry for them?
I don't feel sorry for them. I don't give a damn about Nigeria or their team. I don't even know. Why were we playing the Nigerians? Are they the tallest guys in Africa? I mean, what is Nigeria puts up the best team in Africa? I find that interesting.
Well, everybody that's got a basketball team has to play at some point, depending on the schedule, right?
Yeah, but I don't know how it boils down to who plays against whom. There's usually a period around, and there's the elimination of teams, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, the point isn't to get into all the nuance. I just think at some point that you say, okay, we're not going to. I think what we've done here, and I remember doing this when I was in school. Our team was better than the other team, and we just stopped and put in the second stringers and the third stringers so they all got experience. Because at one point, Framingham South was beating Framingham North by, 24 points, and they were never going to win the game. So we just taught the kids something about sportsmanship, and that's really what I think we're talking about here.
I guess I can see that in high school. Right. This is the Olympics.
It's the same thing.
There is no second string. Everybody is good.
Well, so the Olympics is supposed to be, they aren't all as good as the others. Why do some teams lose and some teams win in the NBA? Because some teams have better players than other players. But it isn't life.
Winners and losers.
And if it, but there's a difference between being a winner and stuffing it up their keister. And I think this is.
You can't stop playing, though. I mean,
nobody's suggesting that you stop playing. What we're suggesting is that you sort of be fair with these guys. And that isn't about Nigeria. It's the concept in general. And this is why people don't like Americans, because they're always going one step beyond where we need to. Screw the Chinese.
No, but Chinese are good at ping pong, then do we ask them to stop? I mean, they're not going to stop.
We're not going to ask them. You're losing the whole point. Missing the whole point. You've lost the whole point.
Rephrase.
Sew
it up for me.
I've already sewn it up for you twice.
One more time.
The reason that this is of to our best interest is because we need to come across as maybe softer. And this isn't even our decision, frankly, although it could have been. The coaches of the American basketball team, and they're the ones who are under fire here. If you check the story out at DougSteffen.com, because I don't believe it's unsportsmanlike conduct. I don't know what the correct terminology is, but it seems to me that at some point you play the gentle winner. You don't just keep hammering and hammering and hammering away at people to show them that you're better than they are. We got the point. At 40 points over, you got the point. So why keep going after them? It just, it didn't mean if it was Nigerians or the Canadians or whoever it may be. At some point you say, okay, we get it. You're better than we are. You're the best. You win. Or we say that. We're the best. We win. And we don't drub them. I'm with the people who don't, and you and I are disagreeing on this, and that's swell.
We just have to agree to disagree on this one, because bother me like it bothers me.
Okay, so then you're...
But I'm curious to think what everybody else thinks. What does Michael think? Because he's a sports guy.
Who cares what Michael thinks? They're more interested in the audience. 800-510-82...
Sorry, Michael.
5-5. Well, you already told this story. You can tell by listening to him. All right?
I haven't heard him at all.
I only talked to you, maybe. Right.
I didn't know anything.
Here's the story. This is the worst defeat in the history of Olympic basketball. 156-73 over 19. It is kind of funny. But it's, you know, the coach's name is Mike Krzyzewski.
Krzyzewski.
That too. Krzyzewski? It's spelled Krzyzewski.
K-R-Y-Z-W-S-K-I.
All right, anyway. He has basically said, we don't care. The suggestion was the Americans had gone too far in their humiliation of this African program, this African team, that had just gotten started. So why were they matched up? That might even be a better question. Michael, do you know why these... two teams were...
Well, this is the qualifying round, so you got
to
play...
Everybody has to play,
yeah,
right?
You got to play the dregs of the tournament, and then they'll be swept aside for the next round.
Michael's obviously sympathetic to the play.
You know, if you're looking at this from a spiritual level, losing like that makes you never want to do it again, so they're going to be that much better next time around.
Yeah. Carmelo Anthony, who's he play for, Michael?
He plays for us.
What, for Boston?
No, for the USA.
No, I got that.
Oh.
I know that.
What,
Carmelo Anthony's playing for the Nigerian team? I don't think so.
I think he's with the Knicks.
He had 37 points. He played only 14 minutes. Nobody ever scored so many points in an Olympic game.
See, he was only playing for 14 minutes, to your point. Now, here's where I can jump on your bandwagon for a second with this.
Yeah.
And that is that I don't agree that NBA players, because they are professionals, should be playing in the Olympics. So I could jump on your bandwagon a little bit and say that I don't think professional athletes should be playing there at all, because it's supposed to be an amateur thing.
How did that happen? That was a big to-do a number of years ago. How did that all happen?
Am I happier now?
Now you brought up something that makes me wonder about how this came to be, because there was a big to-do about this a number of years ago when the rules were changed to allow the NBA players to go to the Olympics.
Same thing with hockey and with baseball. They'd bring in professional athletes when they were around.
Listen to this. The coach says, well, we didn't play LeBron James and Kobe Bryant. We could have put
them
in.
That's what I mean. This team is just so good. This team is just so good. There's no way that a
so team have them stop playing so
out.
Well. Have them just dance on the floor like the Harlem Globetrotters or something. Put the Harlem Globetrotters
out
there.
The Olympics. It's not juggling.
I'm not suggesting
it's
throw the game.
Not Cirque du Soleil basketball edition.
Oh, God. All right. Let's see how Earl... ways
Thank God.
I think Earl's probably... I'm looking at the summation of what he said. I'm guessing he's on your side. All right,
Thank
Earl.
Thank God.
Let's have it. Come on, Earl.
Doug, it's a professional basketball team out there, the NBA. You saying about putting in the second string?
Yep.
Everybody that's on the second string on the Olympic teams plays
first
string on somebody, professional team in the NBA.
Right.
I mean, the score is going to be... sometimes very lopsided.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much like when the Russians had their professional team and we were sending college students over there to play against them.
Right.
Sometimes it's a high school and sometimes we lose. But the score is what it is. I mean, everything can't be politically correct.
I'm not suggesting being politically correct. I'm just suggesting that at some point there is a question about whether you need to go that far. I guess that's maybe the question. Did you ever play basketball?
I only played basketball like for school and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Nothing. How good was your team?
How good was your team?
Well, just like with everything in America, you want to win. So you try to field the best team you could possibly field at the time.
All right. So you never had a circumstance when you were in high school or wherever you were playing basketball that you routed somebody by some ridiculous number?
No, but I have been routed by some ridiculous number.
And didn't it build character, Earl?
It made me want to beat them.
Thank you.
It's just like with anything. When you lose, I mean, when everybody get a trophy, they feel like they need to get a trophy.
Yeah,
and sometimes what's the situation with people in life.
They get a trophy and medals so they can pay taxes on them. All right, Earl, thanks. It's 18 after on Good Day.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. This stuff works.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. You have sore, achy joints. They become a fact of life for many of you, especially as you age. A large study recently conducted by our government shows that only 25% of users see any relief from standard glucosamine and chondroitin products. So now there's this new all-natural product that really works for me. I think Roberta is on it as well. Ultra Joint is what it's called. Ultra Joint combines a new cartilage repairing compound with an anti-inflammatory and joint-specific vitamins, minerals, and herbs to make this the most complete joint formula available anywhere. In fact, this new compound that's extracted from eggshell membrane is so powerful that in a clinical study, 70% of the users, Jennifer, reported improved flexibility and pain relief in just 10 days. Ultra Joint, safe, FDA registered, really, really, really works. The makers of Ultra Joint, so confident it'll work for you, they're offering a free trial so you can see for yourself, you can feel it, you'll know after you take this product how well it works. Pay $4.95 shipping and handling, and you get a tout suite en français. That means very quickly. Cardiol.net/Doug or 888-809-6424.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganix.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
It struck me yesterday. I was home, and of course, you know, Telemundo or Univision is on at our house, whatever channel they have it on. Right. My wife and my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
And
turncoat. People like you who caused the problem in our country, Rich.
What problem is that?
The problem of having too many people who don't speak our language. It's your fault.
And so is Ellen. I'm the problem.
You are the problem.
English. Who needs that? I'm never going to England.
It's a great day at the Olympics, though. I'm enjoying it. I really am. But tough day for the Romney family. Did you know this? The Romneys have a horse competing in the Olympics? Yeah. Yeah, this is true. Ann Romney's horse failed to win a medal in the dressage event today. Yeah, which is a shame, because if there's one thing that family needs, it's more gold. It's so sad to me.
I know. It would have been fun if it bronzed just to see Ann go like... What's that?
Ew.
Bronze? Silver? Ugh.
Ann Romney's Olympic horse is named Rafalka. Yeah, when asked why she picked Rafalka, she said, I needed a silly name that no one's ever heard of before, and Mitt was taken.
Now, that was funny. The first part.
That was funny. First one, I'm sick of him being attacked for
money. Yeah, I am too. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Jennifer's working on our social media, has that report in a few moments. Speaking of the Olympics, as we pretty much have been the whole half hour here, because it's something as we wrap up this first week of the Olympics, people want to see where all their favorite teams stand. The ladies on The View yesterday had an interesting discussion on what we actually were talking about earlier in the day, Jennifer, but I like this twist on it. You had, as a matter of fact, I'll get you to give us an update on our opinions regarding the Olympians paying taxes on their medals. Mm-hmm. Here are the ladies discussing that.
Yes. So the athletes who win a medal earn an honorarium, $25,000 for gold, $15,000 for silver, $10,000 for bronze. This is in America. I don't know what the others get. And then the taxes are almost $9,000 for gold, $5,385 for silver, $3,502 for bronze.
They get a goat in Afghanistan.
It covers the honorarium and the tax. One more thing.
Two emails.
Michael Phelps earned $55,000 on his gold and silvers, and he must pay almost $20,000 in taxes. There you go.
I know, but it sounds
awful. Sliding scale for, I have to say, because Michael's in a certain tax bracket.
Right.
So other athletes may not be paying as much, but I think if you're repping the country, Okay.
And you know, also, the, when you're repping the country, people don't remember, they have to stop their entire lives to train for this moment. So, you know, if you're 16 years old, your parents are going back and forth.
I agree
they're
with
paying
the minors.
For all of this. They're giving
I'm
to their country.
I'm here with you on the minors. But then what this does is then broaden this question, right? Yes, they're doing this. They're sacrificing everything. But so is every other person who's working then, right?
Yes.
And then so is every other athlete. So what happens when the NFL, when an NFL team wins a Super Bowl or the World Championship team? All of this, including the Olympics, right now, the way it's organized is it's all organized under their income. So if it is income, are we giving exemptions to an Olympic athlete? Look, I'm all for not taxing the Olympians.
By the way,
but I think then it's going to start asking
what
the question.
What about Dancing with the Stars? Sherry had to and I'm doing
this
for my country.
Yes.
I should point out the reason this all came up is that he's trying to change this.
Yeah.
But some of the others, for example, the swimmer Missy Franklin, she won 2 golds and a bronze. She earned $60,000. She has to pay more than $21,000.
Oh, well, here's the other thing. You know, once they're taxed on that income, I mean, it's not, it's sort of like,
it just seems,
nothing to take away from any of the athletes, but I sort of feel like Olympians, because they come in different ages, is different for the and professional folks. These are different age folks, and I kind of feel like they should get a little break.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Remember the musician who aired his grievances online when United Airlines baggage handlers literally destroyed his guitar? Well, here's how you can prevent the same thing happening to you. On most airlines, an instrument can be a carry-on, but only if it fits in the overhead bin or under the seat. And if the cabin is full, well, you're out of luck. And that's when it's worth checking in early or paying for early boarding. Or you may have to contact the cargo department for special shipping. Size and packing requirements vary by each airline. Some only accept hard cases, so call ahead to confirm the details. And you have to mark which side to open the case from and label the opposite side with instructions to flip it over before opening. Have the gate agent place a prominent fragile sticker on both sides. Stuff any pockets of space with soft items like t-shirts for extra padding. And because changing pressure and temperatures can often affect the strains of some musical instruments, tune them down a half step or so to relieve stress. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Ready to tackle your home painting projects this weekend? Come into Lowe's and take advantage of great offers on exterior paint and stain products, like $5 off 1 gallon cans and $20 off 5 gallon cans of Valspar Duramax exterior paint via mail-in or online rebate. And save on a HomeRide 2-speed stain stick, now just $19.99. Or pick up a Graco Spray Station 2900 HVLP sprayer, now just $99. That's a savings of $20. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 8/6. See store for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face to face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. This hour sort of aimed at updating you on the top topics of the day. We could have subtopics on the Olympics, which may be where we spend
a good deal
of our time. Jennifer's having a good time with this. Coming up, some news on John Mayer and Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Katherine Jackson and the Jackson family and the movies. We got a lot of stuff to shake at here. But first, before Jennifer updates us on our social media pages, she has an urgent email.
Yes.
Addressed
this
to her.
This is actually unnamed because I don't want to give the email address, but I did just receive an email into my magic inbox at DougSteffen.com. Jennifer at DougSteffen.com, by the way. So, Jennifer, I think you were on the spot when you said, that's what's wrong with America. We shouldn't be apologizing for being good. I am shocked by what
you're saying.
We're not
apologizing. Let's be fair. I didn't
say
apologize.
That sounds like bull.
Those words never came out of my mind.
But they came out of mine.
Right.
Let's be fair. That sounds like the bull that schools, et cetera, are saying. Mm-hmm. We don't want to hurt their feelings. And I think it does get back to this.
No.
We can't win by too much. Please.
Nonsense. Yes,
we
can.
Winners
it's not
win.
That you can't. But where is the sportsmanship? We have so many people.
Well, it's not like they said,
Jennifer,
nanny, nanny, nanny.
Jennifer, we have a problem with bullies in our country, and it comes about as a result of this sort of thing. Somebody that pushes and pushes and pushes. It's just, it is
they
not.
They just won a game.
So you and I disagree.
But it's okay.
And I disagree
right.
with this lady. And I'm
like
foaming at my mouth. I just dribbled on some piece
See,
of coffee.
See, I think it would be different. I think it would be bullying if Kobe Bryant jumped on the field and went, nanny, 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 Nigeria stinks. Like, that's bullying.
Nigeria does stink, though. That's why they lost as badly as they did.
Oh, no. No. Okay, so let's talk about what's up at Facebook.com.
Yeah, let's see
this
that.
Whole debate, since Doug and I are raging, this is a raging debate between Doug and I. The U.S. Olympic basketball team is under fire for routing the Nigerian team. Critics of the U.S. team should have backed off so that the win wasn't so brutal. What do you think? Chime in now. Now, yesterday we were following this topic about Olympic athletes being taxed for the medals that they win. And this has exploded on Facebook.
As well it should.
Oh, my gosh. And people are very upset about this. Yeah, everybody's saying no. Tony says, of course not. Rachel, no. Amy, no way. Barbara said, after all the work and hours of training they paid for, they should get a stipend from the government, not a tax. How many get government money without doing anything? And
yep.
That's true.
Yep.
Joan, no. Cliff, no. Cheryl said, no, they shouldn't be taxed. I love friends that can talk about real issues rather than fashion, celebrity gossip, and weather. So she appreciates that we're talking about these big hot topics up on our
really?
Facebook page. Yeah.
No fashion news yesterday?
Hey. Oh, that's coming today.
Oh.
Now, Marie, I think, might be a little sarcastic here. She said, of course they should be taxed because they didn't do what they did on their own. Without the roads for the parents to get them to the swimming pool, arena, or wherever they worked out for years, they would be nothing. We all deserve a piece of their win as a thanks.
Good for her.
Yeah, but check it out. We have like 35, 40 people going, are you kidding? No, 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 no. Lies.
All right. Now, the Olympic poll yesterday, by the way, how much time do you spend watching the Olympics or doing other personal stuff online while you're at work? 30% of you said, I only check my email or Facebook a couple of times a day. 22% said, I never do anything personal while I'm at work. 23% of you said, I'm off and on the Internet for personal reasons all day long. 19% of you said, maybe an hour or two. Wow. And 6% of you said I'd probably spend half the day doing that. You're kidding. You spend half of your day while you're getting paid by somebody else? What kind of moral, ethical compass has that person got? Good God, that's horrible. Isn't it? Am I the only one who thinks that?
Yeah, I don't know.
What kind of moral compass do you have?
I do a lot of this during my work schedule.
Well, but why? You're getting paid. I'm not talking about you. You're getting paid by you and your father, but... to spend half of the day doing personal stuff online? Good God, man.
That's why there's such an unemployment rate, because people get caught and they get cut.
What is it that you think gives you the right to do that?
What's the equivalent of that now? What did people used to do before Facebook to waste time at work?
I don't know, because I don't get that thinking. When I work... I worked, and I've always been like that.
Because now it's kind of always the joke that people are wasting time on Facebook at work, or they search the internet. But you know, internet's kind of new. So in the '80s, what did people do to waste time at work? Crosswords,
kill flies. How about doing their job?
Well, no, I mean, what was the thing that made it comparable? Like, I'm sure there was a quote unquote Facebook.
I don't know, maybe somebody
will
remember that. 800-510-8255. Nice. All right, the poll of the day at DougStephan.com. How much time do you plan on spending watching the Olympics over the weekend? A, all I can. I've got Olympic fever. B, I'll probably watch in the evening. C, I'll check in from time to time depending on what I'm doing. D, I'm too busy on the weekends. I'll catch the highlights later. E, I've had enough of the Olympics already. Not planning to watch any more. There's an interesting thread of neuroscience and sports that our friend Dr. Jay Kumar has posted at DougStephan.com in the Better Living box. The key to Michael Phelps winning, he puts his brain and his brawn together and won yesterday handily. I think if you look at the numbers, the duel between Mr. Lochte and Michael Phelps, took home the gold after a start in the Olympics that was mixed for not only him but for Lochte as well, I think. Phelps and Lochte took over this race, Phelps, who was superior. So all those of you who are taking shots at Phelps, see, I think, very demonstrative about stuff like this. We're so doggone critical in this country about ourselves even. And so Phelps, people say, look at that, he can't do it, doesn't have it anymore. Listening to those people carp on that made me really want to puke.
Well, I think the reason people were saying that is because of the number one, the pot smoking scandal of a few years ago. And then number two, that
once.
He hadn't been training in, well, he got caught once, but he hadn't been training in between the last Olympics there and this Olympics. Right. So this is a testament to how good he is, because he hasn't been training at his normal schedule and he's still doing okay. But I think that's why you see people being critical, because he wasn't going through the same regime that
I think we are way too critical in our country. Way too critical. All right, so that's my two cents.
Can I have to bring up something here, though, because you were talking about Ryan Lochte. Did you hear about his mother?
No.
OMG. Anybody else a little creeped out by Ryan Lochte's mother doing an interview where she was asked if Ryan dates? And she said, no, Ryan only has time for one night stands. He's too busy to date anybody.
Ha.
What? You're his mother. Anybody else creeped out by that? Oh, God.
Speaking of women, the U.S. women continue their fine gymnastic form. Gabby Douglas took the gold in the women's individual all-around competition. She's called the Flying Squirrel. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
She's called the Flying Squirrel. She beat out the two Russians. Another U.S. gymnast, Ali Raisman, finished tied with a Russian girl for third, but lost the bronze due to a tie-breaking procedure after their lowest score in one event was dropped. She lost, Raisman lost by approximately a half a point, five-tenths of a point. Let's see here. Other swimming news. Tyler Clary set an Olympic record in the 200-meter backstroke. Lochte took the bronze there. Rebecca Sonai, is that how you pronounce her name? Sonai?
I don't know. I'm going to say Sonai. Let's just
set another world record in the 200-meter breaststroke, beating the record that she set yesterday by one one-hundredth of a second. And get down to that stuff. Wow. U.S. men's... I'm not going to talk about the basketball thing anymore. Let's see. What else have we got here? U.S.'s Kayla Harrison.
You're censoring basketball news?
I am. I'm killing another fly while I'm at it. U.S. women's rowing team won another gold medal. See, I think this is good stuff. They beat Canada by more than a second. Haven't lost a race
Canada.
In 8 years. All four U.S. beach volleyball teams topped their group. Competition now moves into the knock phase. What is that? Knock, knock? Anybody? What does that mean? The knock phase.
Single elimination.
Single elimination.
If I told you, I'd have to kill you.
So, Michael, how much time are you spending watching this stuff when you go home and you drone away for the evening? What are you watching?
I have it on while I'm doing other things. It's on right now, actually.
Really? Instead of listening to me, you're watching the Olympics.
Half and half.
Yeah, very good, Michael. Congratulations. So the medal count at the moment... we have 37, 18 gold, so we're tied with China for golds. We have 9 silver and 10 bronze for a total of 37. The Chinese have 34, 5 bronze, 11 of the silvers went to them, and 18 gold. Japan has 19, so it's been pretty consistent. Japan and Germany, where's Italy? I'm looking for the Axis powers here and see how they're doing. Japan, 19. Germany, 17, and Italy, 11.
If there was a sauce-making competition, the Italians would be number one, though. You know that?
Really?
Yeah.
The Russians have 17 so far. France, 16. Great Britain, 15. South Korea, 14. Australia and Italy tied. They have 11 each. 7 for Canada, 6 for the Netherlands. We have 6 for Ukraine and Romania as well, 5 for the North Koreans and Hungary, 4 for Brazil and Mexico, 3 for Kazakhstan, South Africa, New Zealand, Colombia, Cuba, Slovakia. All right, nobody cares about the rest of them anyway. You want to know where Mongolia is?
Do they have one?
Mongolia has 2.
Awesome.
A silver and a bronze.
Very sad with my people. No wonder I'm not athletic. The Czech Republic
has
one.
Yeah.
And does Ireland even have anything?
Ireland has nothing. India has one.
That's my background.
There you go. That's it. Total number of gold so far, 91. Total number of bronzes, 92. And total number of silver, 92. Bronze, 102. So far, 285 medals through last night. And the competition starts again. 15 before the hour on Good Day.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Do you know which American president first established the Purple Heart? The answer after this.
When our soldiers come home, they're facing many challenges. With a struggling economy and a difficult job market, our veterans need our support. The last thing soldiers returning home need to be worried about is whether or not they'll receive the benefits they've earned. That's why it's so important to support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Their mission is to make sure all veterans receive the benefits and support they deserve. Purple Heart Service Foundation needs your support to continue achieving their mission. No donation is too small. Go to their website, mophsf.org. All donations are 100% tax deductible. For vehicle donations, call them today, 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. One more time, that's 877-743-1631. Help support veterans in need. Don't just say you support the military. Show them through your actions. Again, for cash or credit card donations, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
In August of 1782, General George Washington first ordered that soldiers who perform meritorious acts should be awarded a Purple Heart as a symbol of their unusual gallantry. As we observe Purple Heart Month this year, we remember the sacrifices made by all of our veterans. From the Purple Heart Service Foundation.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Doug Seven's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Doug here at your service on your side Friday the 3rd of August. John Mayer has been with Taylor Swift, Jessica Simpson, mm-hmm. Jennifer Aniston, who's his latest flame.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, don't forget her.
Oh, really?
He's been with a lot of
She likes, but she dates around, too.
Yeah, she
right?
does.
Yeah.
She's the equivalent of John Mayer, I think, on the girl side.
Really?
Well, now he was seen out and about with Katy Perry. They were at the Chateau Marmont.
Have you ever been there?
No, I've always wanted to.
I bet. It's actually a very interesting place. Yeah, it's a neat place.
I'd like to do it.
Yeah.
Rumors started swirling last month that they had been kind of hanging out a little bit. They were seen grabbing pizza together. They were spotted throughout New York. Now they're back in L.A. I don't know. John Mayer's trying to reclaim his image of not being such a yucky dating guy.
Really?
And Katy Perry's, you know, single and free. Although I had heard she was with some musician, but I guess maybe that's over now that she's
Well, Mayer is a musician.
No, this other guy from a band that I can't remember.
What's the latest speaking musicians from the Jackson clan?
Well, Catherine has come out with some more information about this guardian fiasco thing. She was reinstated yesterday as the permanent guardian of Michael's three children. The only difference is that her grandson, TJ, is sharing co-guardianship with her.
Right.
Now, that's the new thing. Now, what she said is that she was supposed to take a road trip to New Mexico. Someone that she thought worked for her doctor called her and said, hey, you shouldn't be in the car that long. You should fly. She agreed. She gets on a plane. And then all of a sudden, she discovered she was in Tucson, not in New Mexico, where her family family swept her off to this luxury resort. She had no TV. They told her, you just go and relax, get feeling better. No one's worried about you. Then when she got back, she realized her grandkids had no idea where she was and that they had reported her missing.
Well, who sent her to the thing? To the
family. I think what's happening is that the boys, yeah. I think LaToya might be, as crazy as LaToya is, she might be the most normal Jackson.
Really?
I think the boys have been sucking off of Janet Jackson now that Michael's gone. And I think Janet said, hey, I can't support everybody, so you better latch on to this guardianship here for Michael's estate.
That's really swell. All right, so there's the latest in that department. You've got all of the departments that make any difference covered here. Top stories at 51 after the hour.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects it had on him. Great product.
And now for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Now, 53 after the hour, technology in the focus, Jennifer, as we make your life better, at least hopefully, Better Living Box at DougStephan.com features a lot of technical news, and so that's why we do it here in this part of the program every day. Shelley Palmer is our reporter, and there's a news flash. Bulletin.
Breaking news.
Yes, apparently we are all annoyed by your cell phone. This is the latest research coming up in... with almost a straight face. That's the story of the day. Stand by for that in just a moment here on Good Day.
All right, Flo. So the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Come here. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum, always your most complete.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, newsflash, we're annoyed by our cell phones. As much as we now depend on them, a new survey by the Pew Internet and American Life Project shows that many Americans still aren't happy with their phones and carriers. One common complaint is that cell phones don't make calls properly. 72% of those surveyed experienced dropped calls occasionally, while 32% experienced dropped calls a few times a week. But with so many other ways to communicate, maybe our standard for the quality of our actual phone calls has gone down in recent years. 77% of people surveyed said that they experienced slow connectivity on their phone, preventing them from downloading or accessing things as quickly as they'd like. Of course, with 4G networks spreading and internet speeds increasing, it's likely that our standards for connecting have gone up. Mobile owners are also complaining of more spam than ever in the form of sales calls and texts. What a surprise. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Great news for back to school. Right now, get one Samsung Epic 4G Touch, Sprint's most popular Android phone, for $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate, and get one free. Plus, Sprint is the only network with truly unlimited data, text, and calling to any mobile while on the Sprint network. And there's no data throttling, metering, or overages. Visit Sprint.com/EpicTouch or a Sprint store. Ends 8/18. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Requires new line activation or eligible upgrade on select plans. Both lines subject to 2-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee, credit approval, and deposit. Prohibited network use and restrictions apply.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
All right, let's get some news here, Jennifer, from the world of technology. Here's a gadget you might be interested in. It's the iPhone 360-degree panoramic video lens.
That sounds cool.
A lens that you attach to your iPhone, and it gets you $79.
Yeah.
Pretty much when you say it's a panoramic video lens, that says it all. The U.S. Army developed this first as a surveillance camera, has a particular lens that works sort of on a curved mirror principle, capable of gathering light from all directions. So it reflects back into the iPhone camera, and you get a panoramic view. You can see everything, and you watch it on your screen. It's pretty amazing. When you get right down to it, it sounds pretty amazing.
I've seen it. It sounds really cool.
Creative shots for your Facebook account. Do we have people? That's what Pinterest is all about. That's what Pinterest is for, right? Do people post photos and stuff?
Well, actually, Instagram is probably more for that, for different photos. It's a photo feed kind of site.
Yeah.
Pinterest is more for finding things that you like online, blogs, news stories, things
really?
To try, recipes.
Okay,
and then
so
you can link to that. Yeah.
I was told last night there is a picture of Charlotte sitting on ice that has become viral around the internet.
Charlotte, or is that somebody else's dog?
I don't know. I was told it was Charlotte.
Because I have seen that picture. It's a bag of ice that's like spilled on the ground, and there's a bulldog.
Picture,
but I didn't think it was Charlotte.
Well, there's a picture that picture at DougStefan.com, I'm told.
Yeah, there is.
Huh. Well, then it's Charlotte.
Check it out. Come on.
All right. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.